This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Morning, Joy 94.9. Hunter and Sean with you.
Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Hunter.
No Angharad this morning.
No Angharad.
Is it Angharad or Angharad?
Well, she's not here to defend it, so it can be whatever you like.
It sounds nice, Oriental Angharad.
Okay. Probably don't
stop,
keep that up.
Yeah, stop doing that.
Start offending everybody.
Oh, now that's enough because I'm heartbroken.
What?
I'm really sad.
Okay, we all are. What's wrong with you?
The tag team are in a sorry state. Dedicated early listeners of the show would know that I have a beautiful relationship with Raj over at the convenience store.
Yeah.
And then this morning he broke up with me.
How so?
Well, you know I normally get my Raisin Toast from him. I'm mad for a Raisin Toast in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, I go in there. I say, morning, Raj, my love. Just a couple of bits of Raisin Toast, please. And he says... It's a very inconvenient time for you to always be ordering Raisin Toast.
Did you say, this is a convenience store?
Yeah, I said, that's very inconvenient, Raj. No, I just said, okay, sorry, and got an enormous chocolate muffin. So
next week you should order a lot of Raisin Toast.
Yeah, I'm going to order a lot of Raisin Toast. You're right.
Like, who's the inconvenience now?
Oh, yeah, take that, Raj. Well, we struggle on, Sean. We struggle on.
Well, you're the one who's struggling without your Raisin Toast,
true,
I believe.
True.
Have you eaten a replacement meal?
Yeah, just the enormous muffin.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm ready to go. We've got a lot coming up on the show today. It's bumper to bumper.
We're going from the Irwins to horses.
Yep.
We're going to confessions.
Yep.
Things that your parents have bestowed upon you.
Just reading down the list, are you?
Well, yeah. That's basically what's coming up in the show, isn't it? Or is there something else you...
I just want you to sell it a bit more.
Is there a secret you're missing?
Then we're going to do...
I think I was doing it a bit more... It was a bit better than a shopping list.
We're going to do rent a... What's that say?
Rent a, I was doing it better than a shopping list. And if you had closed your eyes, it wouldn't have sounded like I was reading.
You are in the tag team. It's 23 minutes to 7. It is Thursday morning. Good morning.
Serena Williams has...
What a champion she is.
Yeah.
Already I'm on board with this chat.
All right. Well, she's proven it again. Someone in a cafe tried to steal her phone.
No.
Yeah. Okay, well, okay.
What?
You're impressed already.
A brave individual. Can you ever imagine trying to deceive that woman?
No.
I'd be terrified.
I'm terrified.
If you had to steal a phone, what are we talking, a new phone? Oh, she'd have a new phone.
Of course. It'd be a sponsored one, yeah.
She's not heading around. She's not walking around with an Adele flip phone.
No,
is she?
No.
If you had to thieve a phone from one of the Williams sisters, which one would it be?
Neither.
Really?
But maybe their dad.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I would rather steal from either of the sisters than the mother Orosine.
Yeah.
Because she is a woman to behold.
Not dad. Anyway, so she was at a cafe, sitting there. She saw her phone. Well, she had her phone sitting on the seat next to her, and spied a dude in the corner. And she was like, "He looks a bit suspect. Keep an eye on him." Sure enough, she looked back down. The phone was gone. Looks out, he's leaving the cafe. Then she stands up. He starts sprinting. She goes after him. "Excuse me," she said in the most politest voice. "I'm excuse me. I can't. I'm not going to try." But she said, "Do you perhaps pick up the wrong phone?" And then
because she's British in this cafe.
Yeah, well, I just really tried not to do the accent. That's what's happened. And he goes, "Oh, yeah, it's just really confusing in there." You're right. And gave her back the phone.
What is she, like a spy or something? Who goes into a cafe and like, oh, maybe because she's, well, let's face it, a high profile target.
Mm.
Maybe she goes into rooms and she spots suspect individuals.
Yeah.
That's pretty boss though, isn't it?
It's very boss.
That's super boss. And so he just gave it back to her straight away?
Yeah. And she then put it out there on social media. And
she put it out there?
Yeah. Said it's a win for the ladies.
Oh, good on her.
Yeah. Because she got
I was wondering how it got out there, but she put it out there.
Yeah.
That's not very humble, but.
Well, it's better than someone else leaking it.
No one's accusing the Williams sisters of being humble, though, are they? I mean, that's no great show.
Would you even dare?
No, absolutely not. I think she is a champion of our time and doesn't get the credit she deserves. There, I said it. Sue me, Sean.
You've probably said
so sue me. I'm team Williams.
How many times throughout the day do you reckon you're going to say that, though?
What?
That they're the champion of our time.
Oh, three to four?
Yeah.
Three to four times?
I'm predicting.
I'm team Williams, mate. Serena, Venus, Michelle, both the Destiny's Child version and the one married to Heath Ledger.
Okay.
I love them both. Obviously, I like the Heath Ledger one more than the Destiny's Child one.
You need to be stopped.
Why?
That's enough.
I just love him.
No more Wayne
Williams. Lucinda.
Stop.
That's another one.
Stop.
Robin. Oh.
Thank you, Hunter.
Sad news about Robin.
You are on the tag team. Joy 94.9.
Speaking of high rollers, mate.
Yeah, well, I won.
Ring-a-ding-ding.
Second place in the office sweep.
That's
don't mind
right.
if I do.
Happy days. How much did that net you?
$12.
Australian? Is that 12 Australian?
Yes, mate.
$12.
You can't get
for diddly squat, how much did you have to bet to get that?
$2.
Well, I mean, we don't endorse gambling here at Joy, but I mean, we do if you win. And you've had a massive win.
Massive.
Did you love the cup this year? Did you go?
Did I go? No, I was at work.
No, we were at work.
Hence the office sweep.
Well, the good thing about working was that we were at work on Monday when most people weren't at work.
Yeah.
And then we were at work on Tuesday when nobody was at work.
Yeah.
So your $12.
Yeah.
That was your penalty rates.
Yeah. Also, I didn't even get to get in on like the $5 sweep. That was already full by the time I got around.
Well, that's because I bought three tickets.
Thanks.
I bought three tickets.
Hey, did you see the idiot who put a selfie up with her winning lottery ticket? Well, winning ticket, I guess, winning betting slip.
No.
She's popped up a selfie holding, hey, I won all this money.
But how much money?
Well, I'm not sure the exact
code. I think it was $900.
$800 or $900, yeah. But she had the barcode details there, and one of her quick-thinking friends has gone and claimed it before she had.
Like stole the details off the Facebook
yeah,
or
yeah,
social
yeah, off
media.
The picture. Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
What an Australian hero.
Who would have thought to do that?
I love that person.
Do you though?
Yes.
Oh,
that's genius. I mean, it's not right.
Did you do it?
I suppose.
Are you the person?
What a genius and handsome person.
Also in devilish horse racing news, did you see the chick who pushed over a cop?
Yes. Yes, I did. And I don't know when the cutoff is for Australian of the Year. Or if we can get her in just before the ends of Knights and Dames, because I'd like to see her as Dame Drunk Mole.
That footage is just something else.
It's 10 out of 10.
She turns around and then she's quite just giddy and happy and then quickly walked away by the police.
But she doesn't even, when she pushes him over, it's not even like, she's not even like, what have I done? She's like, yeah, haha, that was worth it.
Yeah, done. It's like cow tipping. Do you not think?
Well, yeah, I suppose.
It looked like that's exactly what she was up to, like just mischievously running through a paddock. Boom.
Cow tipping the cop.
Boom.
I liked her, though, and that's what I like about the races.
You liked her.
That's what I love about the races, because not only is there a lot of animal cruelty, mm-hmm. there's also a lot of class.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we saw both. That was evidenced in that, in both instances.
Now, I'd like to ask you, what is the most annoying thing that you can hear on Cup Day, do you reckon?
Oh, that's cruel.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one. And the gunshot sounds, that's pretty bad.
Oh, yeah, that's bad. I'm intrigued by this question.
Okay, post-race, a lot of people say this. Oh, I was going to bet on that, on the winner.
Yes, you're right, they do.
Guess who said it when I got home?
Your housemate.
The Newey.
Oh, what a shock.
I was going to bet on it.
Yeah,
I've but I didn't.
You and I actually know.
Turns out,
the person who owns the horse.
Yeah, and when he suggested it on social media in that morning, like, oh, you should all like get around it. I didn't quite click.
We're like, nah.
And okay. Then at the end of it, oh, I'm his best friend.
I mean, you know what?
He got around to texting me this morning, which was nice.
Sometimes I forget that you and I are high rollers. Sometimes I forget that.
Yeah.
But then something like this happens, and I realise, oh no, we're like Packer, Rupert Murdoch.
Are we? Because
Warren
you know what happened yesterday
Warren
for me?
Buffett. That's
it's
you.
It's
you're
big
Warren
news.
Buffett.
Big news. I'm finally debt-free.
That's right.
Yes.
After how many years have you been in debt for?
Oh, my gosh. I don't want to know.
No, give it to us.
I don't want to relive it.
How many years?
I think it's been 2.5 years of just like slowly chipping away at that little.
Oh, that's all right. That's excellent. If you want to SMS and congratulate Sean or maybe even send him some money.
I'm in the green.
Please do. Send us some green.
Yeah.
Hey, coming up at 8 o'clock, I want to try a brand new thing called the Tag Team Confession Session. I don't know if you've ever been to church, Sean, and if you did, you may burst into flames. But they have those little booths in there.
Yeah.
That's what we want to do. They've started to come through the confessions. Yeah. So. Joy
94.9. You're back on the Tag Team on Joy 94.9. It's Hunter and Sean with you this morning.
It's nearly time for 8 o'clock. The confessions have started to roll.
Nearly time for 8 o'clock.
Nearly time. The confessions have started to roll in. I'm holding a confession session. It's like a compression session. Remember those?
No.
Inappropriate. Moving on. It's a confession. I'm now the high priestess of joy. That's what it is now. I've come in a robe, as you can tell.
Yeah,
I'm lounged. I'm lounged here at the pulpit, and I'm ready for my children to come forth and unload their secrets.
Why have you made this sound so creepy?
I haven't made it sound creepy.
Why did you have to say unload their secrets and point at
because
your body slowly as if it was covering you? You're a sicko.
Secrets, Sean, and shame. Shame and secrets are a heavy burden to bear. And what I'm saying come. Come.
Yes, stop.
Come to me and offload your shame onto me.
I'm so
bathe
sorry.
Me in your shame and leave my church a free spirit.
Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
And
I'll say it again, mate, over and over and over.
Very different.
To what? Have you even read the Bible, mate?
No, of course.
Have you even read the Bible?
Why would I?
Because that what I just did then, that's the theme through the whole thing.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
I think that's the theme through the newspapers.
I've not read it either, but I've seen the movie.
What one's that?
From chapter 2 to like 4, there's a lot of that.
Is it the Russell Crowe film?
Yeah. Gladiator. Yeah. It's a lot of Gladiator. Yeah. Anyway, what I'm saying is that we're doing it from 8 o'clock. So if you're ready to...
confess your sins.
Yeah. Come forth, child. 0427-JOY-949 is the text line. Or you can email us onair@joy.org.au.
How small can the confession be?
Oh, as small as you like.
Okay.
Because the thing is about confessions, if they might seem small to most people, but for you, it may be what defines you.
So like...
Like your little...
what?
Just saying, it's good advice for you, Sean, too. Doesn't
Sorry.
Matter how small it is, it can define you.
Okay. I can't help but think through this whole, whatever you call
it. Sermon. Through this sermon, yes.
It's just been a lot of double entendre.
It has. And amen to that. It is time for 8 o'clock.
Hi, Jason Gibbs here, Joy 94.9 Production Manager. Want to learn more about radio or audio editing? We're often looking for people to join our team as program production audio producers, responsible for producing podcasts just like this one. Get involved, meet new people, and learn new skills. Join one of the biggest community radio contributors of podcasts by volunteering for Joy's program production team. All skill levels welcome, no prior knowledge of audio production is required, and best of all, training is free for all Joy members. Keep an eye on the volunteer vacancies page at joy.org.au, and if we're looking for people to join our team, it'll tell you how to get involved right there. The Joy 94.9 program production team, powering Joy podcasts. Any show, anytime. Online at joy.org.au.
You're back on the tag team on Joy 94.9, and ladies and gentlemen,
hark!
What is hark. That sound?
It's the sounds of angels.
Well, that's not quite
because
true.
The church is open. Bong 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 bong
oh.
bong bong bong
oh.
bong. It's time for the confession session. We've been asking for your confessions this morning, and now I, Hunter, the high priestess of the tag team, are ready to receive them all over my nimble chest.
Okay, so you keep reiterating.
So these are the confessions from you. Now, Sean, remember, they are anonymous.
Okay, so I won't read out their names.
No, because the important thing is that we don't need to announce their names because you and I already know them.
Okay.
Hang on, I need some... This music's very hectic for church, Sean. Have you got a hymn?
No.
What about some Peter, Paul and Mary or something?
You need a calm.
What about some... something just a little more docile.
This is the best.
Okay, we'll just maybe just turn it down a bit. Okay, you ready? Okay, I'm ready.
First
my
one.
My robes are
the
sort
first
of,
one.
My robe. No, just so. But just, my robes are kind of itchy. Like I want to keep them on.
If
but
you
I
keep this
take
up, there's
going to
be no time for confessions.
Sorry. Okay. Give me the. What's going to happen is you're going to give me the confessions, and I'm going to announce what the listener may do as way of penance. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
The first one. I had sex on a dance floor.
Of a nightclub, do we think?
A dance floor. That's I don't think it was a dance floor at home.
Yeah. Okay, and what was that person's name?
No. Can't catch me out here. All anonymous.
Okay, listener who had sex on a dance floor, my child, come close, listen, clear me as I whisper this into your supple ear. You need to voluntarily go to that nightclub and mop the floor. Just mop around the dancers.
Okay.
Don't forget to take one of those little pyramid signs that says wet floor, caution.
Yeah.
Although the floor's always wet at the club, isn't it?
A little sticky.
From the drinks and the and the rest.
All right, you ready for the next one?
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty wet here in my confessional booth, if I'm honest. The floor is...
I wish you soft. Were.
I'm knee-deep. I'm knee-deep here in the confessional booth.
I wish you were in a booth away from us all.
I'm knee-deep.
Someone here has poured the last of their housemate's milk out for no reason. Not even out of date. Just poured
just
it
to
out
them.
To spite them.
Just to spite them.
I guess.
That's a very biblical term. Okay, milky boy, come close, my child. You need to gift your housemate a cow. A milky cow, milky
Couldn't
boy.
Can they just get more milk?
No, you have to buy them a full cow. Jersey, dairy, miserable, any of those options. Just leave it in the backyard. Don't explain it because that'll give it away. Next.
I'm sure like buying milk might be a more feasible option.
Yeah, but it's a grand gesture. It's by way of penance, Sean. It's not by way of El Cheapo.
Someone has taken the parking fine off their car and popped it on the one in front of them.
Oh.
And then nothing ever come of it. So, assumably, they've paid it.
Oh, that's a great idea. That's a very good idea.
Also, no punishment.
Parking pariah. While society has cast you out for being a dirty scoundrel, I'm hugging you close to my bosom. That's it, child. Kiss my ring.
Hurry up.
Kiss my ring.
Stop.
Kiss
what?
My ring. No, like the Pope has a ring, Sean. Like the Pope has a ring. Don't
we
make
all
it dirty.
Do, all right?
Please. This is a place of worship. Do not make it dirty.
What does the parking person have to
you
do?
Need to, okay, you need to leave $50 under a stranger's windshield. That's good, isn't
someone
it?
Someone's just going to grab that.
Pay
though.
It forward. Pay the pineapple
someone's
forward.
Someone's just going to take that. Not the owner of the car.
Okay, well, put it in there whilst they're in there. They'll think they're being carjacked. They'll think they're one of those people that are wash your windscreen without consent. That's what they'll think.
And then boom.
But then bam, you leave a pineapple.
All right.
I'm feeling like I've offloaded.
Well, there's a couple more here.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay.
Someone's just said, I hate my mother-in-law. Really hate her. Is that punishable?
No, you have to marry the mother-in-law.
No, that's not an option.
No, because then it's your wife.
It's not an option.
Why not?
That's
an option. It's my church, mate. They may say, what? Are they same-sex? Because in my church, gay marriage is legal.
Confessions, there's
it's a
minimal,
rainbow. It's a rainbow
minimal
church.
Confessions.
It's a rainbow church. Sean.
Someone's pretending to go to a personal trainer. Again, minimal detail.
All right. Well,
but that's quite a good
someone's
one.
Someone's pretending to go to a personal trainer. Did that one come from S. Molseed, perchance, did it?
No. You ready for the one that comes from S. Molseed? Yeah.
Oh, yes, time for your one. All right, this is good because you'll really be able to kiss my ring when like,
we'll please stop saying that.
It's not, it's my bejeweled finger ring.
Someone's messaged in and said they haven't cleaned their sheets since moving into their new house.
You dirty monster. How long have you lived there?
I don't even know.
Well, it's been months. It's been months. I'm not sure what the penance should be. If you've got an idea of how Sean can be punished, 0427 join 949 is the text line. This dirty bird ain't washed his sheets, and I'm having none of it.
Do you reckon you could just come over and clean them for me?
I'd say that I think the confession booth is closed for now. Just me locked in with my wet floor and your dirty sheets. You are on the tag team. It's 14 minutes past 8.
Joy 94.9.
Great day. Thanks for having us. Thanks for listening. It's 9 o'clock. It's time to go.
I just wanted to fill you in, though. I teased the cat story last weekend. Someone has woken up with sunglasses tattooed on their face. There you go. Tops. Imagine that. Oh, that was a great idea last night. No deal. Hunter, thank you for being so lovely this morning. Thanks for your sermon.
No worries. Thank you to all my congregation who came to pray at my...
I think we'll open it up again next week.
Yeah, the confession session. If you got them, keep them coming through. You can email us at thetag.team@joy.org.au during the week. Thanks to Elise and thank you to you, Shwan.
It's 9 o'clock. Time for the news. Good morning.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.